This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica and United Kingdom renew anti-drug trafficking MOU. PICA makes plans to acquire a new head office, and the Companies Office of Jamaica implements changes to SIP registry. The news in detail after this message.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, is advising that in order to speed up the passport application process, applicants may provide photocopies of both sides of their original documents, including birth, marriage or divorce certificates, IDs and deed polls. Original documents must also be presented. PICA will continue to accept passport applications at the National Indoor Sports Center until Friday, May 29. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Now the news. The Ministry of National Security has renewed a memorandum of understanding with the government of the United Kingdom towards combating the trade in illicit drugs between both countries. The MOU will be in effect for 3 years and will allow for the sharing of information and the provision of human resources and equipment by the UK. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says the renewal of the MOU is a sound demonstration of the strong bonds of friendship and cooperation that continue to exist between Jamaica and the UK.
It is also meant as a strong signal to drug dealers, would-be drug dealers, and would-be traffickers that there will be no free passage through our ports of entry.
Minister Bunting was speaking at a ceremony for the signing of the MOU Thursday. He says since 2010, the police have arrested 1,200 Jamaicans at ports of entry, including 1,136 at the island's international airports, most of whom were headed to the United Kingdom. The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, says among the agency's immediate plans is the purchase of a new head office. In an interview with the JIS News, Chief Executive Officer of PICA, Jennifer MacDonald, said moving operations temporarily from its head office to the National Indoor Sports Center has facilitated a pilot test for efficiency in a larger space.
We know that we always needed space, but now just getting this larger facility to see how we operate, that has really helped us. I'm scheduled to be in meetings with UDC to see how they can assist. And we have a number of persons who are looking. We also have a team of management persons within the organization who are searching.
The agency is also looking to upgrade its passport system to facilitate the processing of passport applications online. The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, has implemented changes to the overall operation and use of the Security Interests in Personal Property, SIP, registry. This in order to better protect the information stored on the database. Deputy Chief Executive Officer at COJ, Shelley Leon, says users of the registry will now need an account to access certain information and carry out a search.
Initially, anybody could go on the registry and do a public search. So you could go and do a search without having an account. So what the Companies Office of Jamaica and the Government of Jamaica, what they have done in order to balance the interest of the public and the ease of giving credit is to allow public searches, but this is done on a restricted basis. So persons will have to create an account before they can go on the registry to do a search.
Ms. Leon says the changes involved the input of several stakeholders, including customer interest groups, which made submissions in terms of recommendations and solutions. And residents of West Central St. James are being urged to pay their water bills on time. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill says residents of the constituency owe the National Water Commission, NWC, over $500 million, while some $2 billion is owed by customers in the entire parish of St. James. Mr. Pickersgill is encouraging residents to treat the water bill with the same urgency as their other bills to ensure that a constant supply is guaranteed.
When you get your cell bill, when you get your light bill, when you get all the other bills, your mortgage bill, the water bill, which one is the last one you pay or don't pay? Thank you. Water. But you say water is life, you know? But you will buy this, buy that, and don't pay the water bill. There's no logic in that. I'm not picking on the ladies, but they dress very well and the things and things. But no, you know, the last thing to pay is the water bill. It has to stop.
Minister Pickersgill was addressing residents at a ceremony in Gutters, Granville, St. James, where a water supply system was officially commissioned into service on May 22. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.